Tai Chi needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Ayo's house
in the middle of our street.
Ayo's house.
Hey guys, welcome to the Isles House. Today we are doing the history of the Islanders draft to start off draft week. I'm Tyler. You can find me on Twitter at Bars Down. We got Greeny at Ethan Greenberg.
E Greenberg 99. Close enough.
E Greenberg 99. And then we got Jack at Isles Den. So what's going on, boys? You ready to get into this?
Yes, hell we yeah. Are. Yes, we are. I'm going to jump right in. So we're going back to the last time the Islanders had the first overall pick. And honestly, I just cannot believe that there's any parallels between that team in 2009, led by Mike Comrie, Chris Campoli, Sean Bergenheim, all of our friends. And now here we are 15 years later, or 16 years later, with the number one overall pick yet again. So as we know, in
be
the
careful, be careful with the beeps. Please.
As we know, in 2009, the Islanders had the first overall pick, and with that selection, they took bleep.
You can say it. Just do it once.
I'll bleep it.
you have
permission.
Yes. So they selected John Tavares with the first overall pick. As we all know, he went on to play over 1,100 games so far in the NHL. After Tavares, they took Calvin DeHaan with the 12th overall pick. They took two goaltenders following that in the second and third round, Mikko Koskinen, Anders Nilsson. And then even in the later rounds, fourth round pick, Casey Cizikas, and sixth round pick, Anders Lee, all played over 150 games in the NHL. Obviously, Anders Lee is the captain of the current team. Casey Cizikas is still on the team. He's actually the longest tenured player. And the way I look at drafts now, after speaking with so many over the last few months about having the first overall pick, if you have one successful NHLer in a draft class, that usually means like, okay, you did fine. If you have two, three, four, you did really well. This draft as a whole is actually a complete slam dunk. And I know we don't remember Koskinen and Nilsson so well.
Well, I remember Nilsson, but I don't remember Koskinen at all. Did he play?
So the only time I remember Mikko Koskinen was in the fight night game against Pittsburgh. I believe he was the goalie for the Islanders.
Okay. Did he start that game?
I think he did, but like they won. It was like 9-3, so it didn't even matter. But I just remember for some reason.
Do you remember if he was the backup or the third string?
I think he was the backup because it was the time where like they had guys like Kevin Poulin who always got hurt, or like there was Jan Denis. Obviously, DiPietro was always injured. Mm-hmm. I think that was the Dwayne Rollison
era.
The reason that
fight night even happened was because DiPietro got knocked out, right?
You're right.
He had a concussion, yeah.
Well, I think the theme of this, as we'll get into it, is that Garth Snow excelled at finding guys later in the draft than earlier. I agree with Jack. I think this was arguably their best draft they've had probably since, like, I don't even know. This might have been their best draft since, like, the early 2000s.
Probably better than that though, right? Because
honestly, when you look back at it, all of the quality players that they have, or all the quality players that actually became NHL guys that you didn't think would become NHL guys. I don't think anyone thought Casey Cizikas would be anything, or Anders Lee.
Yeah,
like
I was a quarterback.
Exactly, and. You know, I don't think you can really complain about any misses. I mean, they could have selected Ryan O'Reilly, who was two picks after Mikko Koskinen. But, like, I always feel bad looking back at this because it's like everyone missed them. It wasn't just the Islanders. Yeah. You know, so
I got to step in with just a quick trivia question. So you were correct. Great memory with Koskinen starting in that game in 2011. You actually named Montoya, Rollison, DiPietro, and Koskinen. They all played that season. Also, Poulin. But who was the other? There's one more goalie that played that season. He played 10 games.
Was it Jan Denis?
It wasn't. That was a little bit earlier.
What did it start with? What's the letter?
N first name, L first letter
Oh,
of
I got
last
it.
name.
Nathan Lawson.
That's it. That's
Nathan
it. So
Lawson. I don't even
Nathan
remember that.
Lawson was your answer on that one. But
Was he?
yeah.
I think he was like number 52.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I remember that guy
What
for some
year
reason.
was that?
2010-11. There was
Because
DiPietro played 26, Rolison 20, Poulin 10, Lawson 10, Koskinen 4.
I remember being at the rinks in Hop Hog, and it was a middle school game and that I was preparing for, and everyone was just outside. I don't know if you've ever been in that rink, but there's like TVs where the lunch area is, and just there was like 30 people. The other team was watching it, all the parents, just fights the entire time.
One
It
to
was
remember.
completely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
But I actually, just looking at the 2009 draft as a whole, there were a lot of NHL players that were late picks, like in addition to Anders Lee and Cizikas. But I don't really think the Islanders missed out on too many of them. I don't think you can complain. I guess the two surprising picks were taking the two goalies back to back. But as Jack alluded to, they started six goalies that season. So I guess they thought they needed some insurance. I think the only miss you could say would be Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Barrie, who went two picks after they took Anders Nilsson. But besides that, I don't think you can complain. I think this draft is as close to an A plus as you can get.
Well, if you could
Agreed.
go back in time, would you take Hedman over, the guy we took first?
I was going to ask that. I was going to ask that question. I don't think so. I think the answer is no. It's easy to say now, but if you remember back then what this team needed, like they from a business perspective, like they actually needed a star forward. They were so dead. And like as much as we do hate him, he's top 10 in a lot of statistics in franchise history. Unfortunately for him, he probably won't ever be honored, but yeah, it was definitely the right pick.
Do you agree, Tyler?
No, what you just said, I agree. Because, think about it. If he wasn't on that team, who would have been our best forward for those years? Oposo?
Yeah, or
Yeah.
J Josh Bailey.
Yeah, or
Yeah.
Bailey. But Bailey wasn't that good until a little
He
later, I
wasn't.
would say.
He was a
So,
late bloomer.
like, his last season with the team is when, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to, but the guy who I can't name, his last season with the team is when Josh Bailey got, what, 71 points that year?
Correct.
He really started popping around then, so.
Well, do you guys know who was their leading scorer in the 2008-2009 season?
I'm gonna guess Mark Streit.
Two
You
thousand eight,
guess?
2009. It was Streit.
It was Mark Streit, a
Okay.
defenseman. I think he had like 55 points or whatever. So that was the justification for taking the forward. And also, Victor Hedman, looking at his stats, he didn't really pop off until 13-14, which was his fifth year in the league at that time. And who knows what would have happened if he started playing on those dog shit Islander teams. Like,
Yeah, it's true.
who would his partner have even been? Like that
It
team was
probably would have
so
been
bad.
Mark Streit.
Two lefties.
Yeah.
When
I
did
mean,
Mark Streich get traded?
He
I
didn't
want to
get traded. We let
say.
his contract run out after we made the playoffs in 2013.
Okay, and he's a free agent.
Signed with Philly, I want to say.
Yeah, that was
Okay.
after the lockout shortened year.
Yeah, so I give this an A plus. Anyone object?
I definitely don't object. Cizikas and Anders Lee still being on the team 15, 16 years later, when being the 92nd and 152nd player taken,
It's pretty insane.
that's about as much of a home run as you can hit for
I
as
would say
bad as Garth was.
it's an A plus, but with hindsight, maybe like an A minus. If we're being
Yeah.
fair, I guess,
That
but
makes sense.
well, it all goes downhill from here.
Yeah, we can move along to 2010.
Yep, so 2010, they had one fewer pick than they did the year before. They were picking fifth overall. Another bad, obviously bad regular season. Nino Niederreiter was the pick. He went fifth, but they also did get Brock Nelson, the last pick of the first round. And unfortunately, those two were the only two players to ever play in the NHL. The other four that the Islanders selected never made it. I know Kirill Kabanov, who was their next pick in the third round. If you guys remember, the fans were like going crazy over this Russian that could score goals, and then he just never came over here, which has been a theme.
Yeah, I was gonna say, sounds familiar.
Yeah, but this draft was not very good because there was nothing after round one. Literally, not a single NHL player after round one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
And I'm trying to remember. So that draft itself, that was the Taylor Hall, Tyler Seguin draft. And wasn't like a crazy deep one looking in the second round. Now, the Islanders didn't have a second round pick. I believe Garth traded that to get back into the first to take Brock with the 30th pick. There was Tyler Toffoli in the second round, Justin Falk, but not really any crazy difference makers. And then the rest of the draft is super disappointing. Like, Radko Gudas is like the highlight from the third round. You have Brian Rust. And I mean, like, it's just not. Zach Hyman actually is the steal, but he was taken by Florida in the sixth round and then obviously didn't go to Florida.
I didn't know that. Sixth round.
I'm actually sorry, the
That's
fifth
a
round.
hit for sure.
Fifth round. He
Still,
was the
that's a hit.
123rd pick. But this was a very light draft. So I don't really know if you can be super critical because the guys that they missed in the late rounds are all kind of bottom forwards, besides also Mark Stone. Should throw him in there. That was a sixth round pick.
I mean, if you could go back, would you take? I'd probably take Skinner over Niederreiter, though.
Yeah, given the hindsight, yeah.
Because
But
Niederreiter, he really, what, middle six guy at his peak?
yeah, middle six guy at his peak, 480 points in almost 1,000 games. He was projected to be a top of the line guy, if I remember correctly. And
Absolutely.
although the Islanders, we do have to address, the Islanders did kind of screw him by putting him in the NHL immediately, but then putting him on the fourth line. He was playing with like John Sim on the fourth line for a few games, and it was like no wonder he couldn't score. So I think that had something to do with it. But yeah, I think I would have taken Skinner. Cam Fowler was always interesting to me. He went 12th to Anaheim. Like, because they didn't take Hedman the year before, if you wanted to go defenseman. But I can't really
The thing is,
complain.
when you look at the way they handled these players versus like the draft, like Niederreiter isn't a terrible pick, but the way they handled it was terrible.
Yeah,
So it's hard
exactly.
to remember it like as a good draft, but him playing over almost 1,000 games, he's going to hit that mark next year. That's not a bad pick. It's
And
funny
then
though,
Brock
because
Nelson, yeah.
everybody would take Brock over Nino, but obviously not the scouts back then. Given Brock's production on the Islanders all those years, like I actually am going to give this draft a B plus. I think he really saved himself with that pick. And Niederreiter, I can't count it as a bad pick. It's just the development that followed was poor.
I don't know if I can give it a B plus. I think this is like score just because of Brock. I think you can give it like a C.
Yeah, but like
But
the draft wasn't good as a whole.
the draft wasn't good as a whole, but like you have six draft picks and two of the six are the like I should
Yeah, I
rephrase it.
see what you're
Four of the
saying.
six don't even make it to the NHL.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
Not good.
I mean, you'll see with the next draft, there's a bunch of guys that made it to the NHL but didn't last.
I
Like
mean,
I
a lot of the later round picks don't make it though, so
sure. I mean, in a weird way, Garth was better with the later round picks than the top picks, I feel like. Because he had a lot of those
I
high
could see
draft
that.
picks. But I don't know, I give it a C. Jack, you're gonna be the optimist. Tyler, are you closer to Jack?
I'd say I'm closer to Jack, honestly, just because when I'm looking at that draft, I don't think it's really a crazy draft. Like, we
He
missed
saved
that
himself with
much.
that trade to get
Yeah.
Brock.
Well, if you're watching or listening to this, leave a comment. I want to see all the rankings because I want to see how far off We all are. So if you're on YouTube, leave a comment. If you're listening, tweet at us, give us your thoughts. But yeah, we'll move on. 2011, Jack, you told us before you like don't remember these couple of drafts.
No, I got my
So
years mixed up. I actually do remember this one very well. This was the Ryan Strome draft. It was like, didn't you guys feel really similar after this than you did that you did during the Niederreiter pick? Like, just good player. Good
I was
player.
young, but yeah.
But like not su but like not superstar.
Yeah.
This is the draft, or one of the drafts in hindsight. I think they really fucked up if you look at who went right behind him.
I'm gonna need to know that. Who do
Yeah,
we
who
got?
did?
So Mika Zibanejad went 6 to Ottawa. Mark Scheifele then went 7 to Winnipeg. You had Sean Couturier go to Philly at 8. Dougie Hamilton went to Boston at 9.
Jeez, yeah.
Jonas Brodin went 10 to Minnesota. I mean, and there's more.
I think you would take all those guys over Strome, right? If you
100%.
redraft, yeah, easily.
100%.
Even JT Miller. JT Miller went 15 to the Rangers.
Wow, that's a
Like,
steal.
yeah, I'm actually shocked at this draft. And the final pick of the first round was Rickard Rakell to Anaheim. So,
That's insane. What a first round.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys here that I would take. Before Strome was Adam Larsson to the Devils, and then before them, the top three was Huberto Landeskog and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. So I mean,
Wow.
you had good players. This was a very good draft, but I think Strome was a miss, even though he was turning into a good player those last couple years before. There were better guys available.
Hughes, another career middle six guy. Not really what you want to get from the top five of a draft, but it could have been worse for sure. But
Not
not the
great.
best. Yeah, not great at all.
So the rest of that draft is we have Scott Mayfield in the second round, and then the rest of the draft are
Which is good.
six selections that combined for 53 NHL games. So rest of the draft, complete wash. But taking Mayfield in the second round, he has played 535 NHL games. I'm surprised that number feels kind of low. I actually remember, I think he debuted in a playoff game. Anyway, he's still on the team also. Like, that is another like draft saving later pick by Garth Snow, I think, for this one. I'm actually going to give it a B minus. It would be higher because I really like Mayfield, but given the misses that you guys identified, I can't give higher than a B minus for this one.
Well, do you want to hear the misses in the second round? Because this was actually
Go
what
for it.
this is
Yeah,
actually
let's
what I
hear
wanted
it.
to bring up. So I love Scott Mayfield, but there are two names specifically. William Karlsson went at 53 to Anaheim, but the bigger one is Nikita Kucherov, who went
Yeah.
58 to Tampa.
It's crazy everyone besides Tampa just passed on Nikita. Like
Yeah,
if
and
you did a redraft, he's going first overall.
oh,
Hundred
100%.
percent, hands down. So
100%. He is
that's
more than a
nuts.
point per game player. He has 994 points in 803 games.
Yeah, holy
Unbelievable.
shit. That's
And
insane.
I guess the third name, a goaltender, John Gibson,
Okay.
went. He went 39 to Anaheim. So he went five picks after the Islanders took Mayfield.
Yeah, you'd take both of them over Mayfield easily. So, I
And
mean.
then, oh my goodness, it gets worse as I scroll. At 63, they took this guy Andre Pedon, who only played 13 games. The pick after was Vincent Trocheck.
Oh,
Wow.
unbelievable. Not good.
Not
Not
good.
just too many misses in this draft by old Snow.
Yeah, he didn't have that late round magic going for him. Although there's one kind of funny coincidence. So JG Pageau was taken in this draft. He was taken in the fourth round, 96th overall, one pick after the Islanders took
Oof.
Robbie Rousseau, a guy
Oh.
that played 19 games in the NHL. So I guess we could have had Pageau his entire career.
We could have feasted in this draft, man. Tough one.
Yeah, so what did you give this one, Jack?
I gave it a B minus. I
Are
think
you
I'm
going
gonna
to
move it.
amend?
I think I'm going to move it to a C plus. There's just too many good players, and
Yeah.
the rest of the guys after Mayfield are just not good enough. And although I love Mayfield, he is a good third pairing defenseman. So you came out of this draft with Ryan Strome and a middle sixer and a third pairing defenseman, and these guys were a terrible. We were a terrible team. Like, we needed
Yeah.
more than that. So yeah, I'll
Not
give it a C
bad,
plus.
like not super bad, but not good enough is really what it
Yeah.
comes down to.
Agreed.
So I would give it a C personally.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Maybe
Probably,
even a C minus.
I was going to say probably C minus makes a lot of sense because that's not nearly as bad as what I think the worst draft that Garth had, which was the following year. So before we go into that draft, like if we're talking about the context of the team now, so that was the 2011 draft. Then the 2011-2012 season happens. And there's almost like no progress. So now if we started from 2009, we're sitting here in 2011 and the team is basically just as devoid of talent as it was before. I mean, do we all feel that way? The NHL team?
Pretty
Yeah.
much.
They're bad.
Yeah, it was bad and the results spoke for themselves because the Islanders were then picking fourth overall the next year.
And what was supposed to season for them.
Yep. And this was the infamous Griffin Reinhardt draft, four overall. This was a bad draft. The first pick was Neil Yakupov, who's a gigantic bust. Ryan Murray and Alex Galchenyuk went 2-3, who did not last long in the NHL. Then Griffin Reinhardt. Of course, the pick after Griffin Reinhardt was Morgan Rielly from Toronto. Hampus Lindholm also was taken sixth. And it's crazy just looking at this list. All of the guys that are still in the NHL went after the top four.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like that's actually crazy. So
Yeah, that is.
the first round you had Tom Wilson who went late. You had Brady Shea going late. Jacob Trouba went nine. Like you have NHL guys, Teuvo Teravainen. Oh, here's the big one. Andrei Vasilevskiy
Yeah.
went to the Lightning at 19. And we
Wow.
needed a goalie at that time Yeah.
badly.
Because I believe they were going to buy out DiPietro. It was the year after this. I think they bought him out in 13.
This was the offseason they signed or waiver claimed Evgeny Nabokov.
Okay. Yeah, so they could have
Yeah,
used him.
wow.
They could have used him.
And Vasilevskiy, probably the best player from this draft.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I would definitely say so because in later rounds there was really.
Well, you have to go through. We got one guy out of this draft.
Adam Pellick.
We got Adam Pellick out of this draft
True.
somehow.
What round did he go in? Was he third?
That was
Third.
third.
Yeah, okay.
Like again, Garth
It's a great pick.
Garth would find these guys in the second, third, or fourth rounds, but then he'd have a top 10 pick and he would basically fuck it up.
Well,
But
he did make up for the Reinhardt pick, for sure.
oh, with the heist, yeah.
Yeah.
So what grades are we giving this draft? I think we're going to disagree really heavily on this.
Really? I mean, the
Yeah.
only guy we got was Adam Pellick, and then we traded for Barzi with Sam Reinhart.
So the last draft we did, I graded it as a, I gave a C plus for Mayfield, who's a third pairing D man, and for Strome, who's a middle sixer. For Nelson, I gave a B plus to that one with Niederreiter. And the way I look at these drafts is like one successful NHLer, you did okay. But we had a top four pick in this draft, and we actually got a first pairing defenseman that ended up being a really important piece to a couple conference finals runs. And I
Yeah.
know we didn't do it the right way, but we did it somehow. I actually am going to give this one a B.
Wow, that's
Adam Pellick's
crazy.
too good.
Yeah, I'm
Adam
not doing
Pellick
that.
getting, if you told me that we're getting an Adam Pellick out of this draft, that
Yeah,
it's just too, he's too, he was too good of a player for me to just like, for
but
me to not appreciate the
he
pick.
was only good for a couple of years.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years max that he was like at his peak, maybe even 3, you would say. I mean,
His
that
peak,
19 season, 20 and 21.
though, like this guy was an all-star as a defensive defenseman. Like
He
that is
was
hard.
so good.
That's a tough thing to accomplish. I
I
mean, look at
mean,
all the Norris winners. They never respect those guys. Like, he
yeah,
got
and
that level.
those conference runs, like, oh my God. Just again, if any other team was coming around the boards, Pelic's just there, gets the puck, strips it, shoots it out. It was
Yeah, it's
insane how good he
unbelievable.
was. Like watching him, I remember when I was watching him, it was almost as fun and entertaining to watch as it was to watch like Barzy in the Ozone dangling around people. Like, oh, I missed that Adam Pellick, man.
The one rebuttal I'll have is, if you guys remember when he like first became really good and everyone was comparing him to Jacob Slavin, and like, oh, it's
Yeah.
Jacob Slavin and
Yeah.
Adam Pellick. They're like the two best defensive defensemen in the game.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And then Jacob Slavin is still now one of the best defensive defensemen in the game, and Adam Pellick, his brain is soup. So it's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
If
unfortunately,
I would actually lean closer to Jack's grade if Adam Pellick was like still that Adam Pellick.
I agree.
And if we had if he had the length in his like prime, like Jacob Slavin, and he became one of the best defensemen for like a decade, I'd be like, yeah, this is probably like a B. But I mean, this has got to be like a C minus or a D.
Well, Pellick was the only player we got that was
Yeah.
an NHL player, right?
Only player. But
I
I'll
mean,
take that.
okay. I'll make this one a little fun. So if we count the trade for Barzy with hindsight, then I will give this draft a B minus. If we don't count that, I'm giving it a D plus.
Excellent. All right.
Fair
See, so
enough.
I was gonna ask, is it fair to have hindsight? Because we didn't know that we were gonna be trading Reinhardt. I actually think I do think that's fair. If we're grading it with hindsight, I'll bump up the hindsight grade to a C.
Just
Only
because then
because,
it's at
it's a
least
draft
two.
pick for a draft pick,
Yeah,
essentially.
and it's because like you get two. If you look at it with the trade for Barzy, you get two at one point superstar players in Pelech and Barzy. Yeah, the rest missed, but those are two really good players. Where you know you only got one really good player, and it's five misses. Right, we had six picks that year. So,
yes. No,
yeah.
We had seven picks actually.
Okay, so we had six misses and then only one hit for really 3 to 4 years. So,
yeah, it was a string of bad drafts. And also, in addition to them getting Barzy, that draft pick got them Bo as well. Because
Wait.
When they when they traded Reinhardt to move up, I think after that, they also then traded like a second round pick that they got to move back into the first round to take Beauvillier at like 28.
Who was the GM for Edmonton at the time? Was that
That
Cirelli?
was Peter Chiarelli. Yep. Fucking idiot.
There he is. There he is.
Guy just handing us fucking players.
Oh my God. Yeah. Shout out to the Bruins for passing on Matt Barzal three times in a row.
Yeah, for real.
But
wow.
We'll get to that. Next season, this is the first draft coming off a playoff appearance. So now we have the lockout shortened year. They lose to Pittsburgh in the first round. They have the 15th pick as a result, and they take Ryan Pulock, 15th overall, who is the only player to play in the NHL until their sixth round pick when they took Alan Quine and then Kyle
Legend.
Burrows, who
Legend.
Kyle Burrows has played 201 games in the NHL. I have no idea for who, because it wasn't for the Islanders. But yeah, let's see, what team did he play for?
Kings,
the
Canucks,
King. Yeah, there you go, Jack.
Sharks. Oh, wow. He even played this season. Who knew?
Not a clue.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So I guess in this draft, they really only had, as I just lost my spot, we're on 2013. So, I mean,
Luck and Klein, right?
Yeah.
Seven draft picks.
Seven draft picks. They hit on
two,
I guess two, maybe two and a half. Are we going to say Alan Quine's a hit?
I would, just because of that overtime winner in Florida.
That's fair. I mean, he was
it's
serviceable.
It's a hit for a sixth round pick, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't even say a hit, but just that one moment.
Yeah.
Not
loved
it.
It
wasn't a miss. We won't say it's a hit, but it wasn't a miss.
Wasn't a miss.
Yeah.
He was an important part at one point. So even though he wasn't super important, but that overtime winner, you know.
I
won
feel
the series
similar.
Because of that.
I feel like this is similar to the last draft where we got Pulock, who's like, once again, we got a top pairing guy. And this was with the 15th overall pick after making the playoffs. Sprinkle Quine into that. I'll actually give this a B also.
I don't know about a B.
I don't know about a B, but also this draft wasn't very good. I mean, just
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind too. That is a good point.
like if we're just looking at the first round, I actually think the Islanders took like the best player available at that time. Nikita Zadorov went after him. I'd rather have Pulock.
Yeah.
The only other notable guy, there were two other notables, Andrei Burakovsky at 23 to Washington, and then Ryan Hartman went to Chicago with the last pick.
Okay.
I mean,
Then
at Shea Theodore also, but like I'd rather have
that's
Pulock, to
good.
be honest.
Yeah, that one's a little more debatable, but I would still pick Pulock. Actually, I think Jack's pretty spot on then, because B's
Just
pretty
not much
reasonable.
there.
Yeah, just not much.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of players in the second round that didn't make the NHL is kind of crazy. And the Islanders didn't even have a second round pick. And then in the third round, like you're not missing anybody. Like the best player was Jake Guentzel, who is definitely a miss, but again, he fell all the way to 77. So I have a hard time killing them when every other team passes on a guy.
Yeah, Gensel, that's a hit.
Yeah, I mean, like
Wow.
Guentzel and Anthony Duclair also went 80 to the Rangers, which you could say is a hit.
That's definitely a hit. I mean, Gensel's next level. He's not even like Claire's not even close to him, but that's
No.
still decent. So
And then
where are
yeah.
your guys' grades on it?
What'd you say it was, Jack? You were in
I
the
gave it
Bs?
a I gave it a B.
I think this is a flat C. I think
Fair.
they came away okay for what the draft was. It could have been better. It also could have been worse. So I think it's flat in the middle.
I was gonna say C, but then when you said who we didn't really miss out on, B minus. I'll go B minus.
Yeah, I think
Save some of the harsher grades for later. It
No,
gets
but like
uglier.
I honestly think that was the most fair. All of our grades, I think, was the most fair on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so now going into the next season, full season again, coming off the playoff appearance, we supposedly have all of this momentum. Their big free agent signings, if I remember, was like Peter Regan and Pierre-Marc Bouchard.
Yes.
Oh, Pierre-Marc Bouchard. I remember playing NHL 13 Winter Classic mode, and I'd always use Pierre. I always take him.
his hands were insane.
Yeah.
So like we were so excited. We had just taken Griffin Reinhardt and Ryan Pulock. We're like, we're gonna our defense is going to be unbelievable. Ryan Strome, I don't think he made his debut that year. But Brock Nelson made his debut that year. I do remember that.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
2013?
in the
2013-14.
playoffs, he did. He started in the playoffs. I think it was game six.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember.
he was a regular that season, though. You're right.
But anyway, the
We
season
were
ends
terrible.
in disappointment. Yeah, this was the year we had the stadium series game, the Olympics when what's his name got hurt.
Whoever that
Yeah, whoever that irrelevant person is,
Oh,
got his knee blown up in Russia.
yeah.
And then we find ourselves picking in the top five again.
In level of disappointment, like this was one of the most disappointing seasons I can
Yeah.
remember, just
Yep.
because you thought they were finally out of this rebuild, and then they just could not keep a puck out of their net. They traded Molson for Vanek.
For
This
Vanek,
team was
which is
just
really good at the time.
an atrocious season, knowing the Coliseum was going away too. Like they announced the move to Brooklyn, I think. Just not fun times to be a fan.
Well, the year after that is when they moved to Brooklyn, right? That was their
Two
last year. So,
2 years
like, the
after.
14-15 was their last year at the
Yeah,
Coli. Attack
correct.
last year at the
Yeah.
Coli. Yeah.
So, oh, this was the infamous "they shit on me too" draft, where Garth Snow had that hilarious quote on live TV.
Oh.
So that means that they had to have taken Josh Hosang, which they did. They took Josh Hosang at 28, and they took Michael Dell'Colle at 5.
Oh.
Now, those two picks
Yikes.
stunk, okay? Like, we'll get into it.
I
But
liked
they
Hosang better just because of how entertaining he
completely
was.
agree. I like that they took a risk. This was also the Ilya Sorokin draft.
Great
They
pick.
took Ilya third round, 78 overall, and then they also took
Man.
Devon Toews in the fourth round,
Wow.
108th overall. Nobody else besides those guys made the NHL, but I think that was notable. It was the late round magician Garth Snow back at it again.
Yeah, you give an F for those first two picks, and then what was it, third and fourth? Those
Third.
picks, you give an A plus all day.
100%.
The thing is, I actually feel this is the first time I'm going to take the a little bit of optimism out of it. I think the Sorokin pick is like almost fraudulent, and it's only because I give Lou Lamoriello the credit of actually getting him here from Russia. That pick
Sure.
was so much riskier back then. Like, yes, he identified the talent, props to you, but actually getting him over here didn't even happen close to his regime. And honestly, you can maybe even make a similar argument for Taze. By the time he came up, the coach was Barry Trotz. And I just don't know if he would have put him in a situation where he could actually succeed. I mean, like, I'll give him credit for these picks because they are good picks, but like it pains me to give him credit when I know he's responsible for just getting them on the roster in any capacity. When it came to these players becoming successful, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but
You gotta have.
Garth did draft him.
Yeah,
He
you got to
did.
find him. He did the first part. I guess you could say Lou did the harder part, but you got to
Yeah.
have him.
Lou can't do the harder part if you don't take him, so.
Exactly.
I give it a B minus.
Well, before you give your grade, let me just tell you how the rest of the first round went, since that was the real disaster. So we all know Michael Del Col went five. No one went I fucked that up. All right, let me start this over. Michael Del Col went five. We know that. Pick six and pick seven were irrelevant. Pick eight, Toronto took William Nylander. Pick nine, Nikolaj Ehlers went to Winnipeg.
No,
Then,
you miss those.
but wait, there's more. Kevin Fiala went to Nashville at 11. You had Dylan Larkin go to Detroit at 15. You had Alex Tuch go to Minnesota at 18. Your boy Tony D, Jack, went to
My guy.
Tampa at 19. You then had Robbie Fabbri go at 21.
I'm gonna collapse, man.
And
We're
you had the,
yeah.
hang on, there's what this is the worst one. You had David Pastrnak go at 25.
Oh, just
Wow.
a disaster.
I mean,
Michael
complete
Dal Col.
disaster.
Like any of those guys that I just named, if you took any of them instead of Michael Dal Col, this draft instantly becomes an A.
I'm gonna be honest, the only thing I remember from Dal Col was him just getting fucking leveled by Trouba.
Yep. And then wait, wasn't that when Pajot fought Trouba right after that
I
and like
think
in his first
so.
game?
Bro,
Yeah.
he got just put to sleep.
I just remember watching
Sit
him
down
being
so
like we were
bad.
really good when Dal Col came up. He was just on a really good team, and you were just like, can you give us more? Like, this guy was just, we had a bunch of Dal Cols that were better Dal Cols, you know?
The annoying
Yeah.
thing to me with him is every time I watch, even when I watched his highlights, like when he was in juniors, I still wasn't impressed. Like he was scoring, like there was just nothing, there was even in his highlight videos that made me like excited. And then he
Tell me
first,
if. Oh, sorry. Keep going, Manny.
no, go. I, 'cause that was basically my point.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is true or not. I feel like I remember hearing that the scouts wanted to go with Nylander, and Garth Snow said no and took Dal Col
Dal
instead.
Col. Yeah.
Is that true?
I believe it is. It was either Nylander or Ehlers.
Okay. I'm either, man. You
I
take
do
every day.
remember that. And yeah, Gar I think that was when Garth just he decided to do it himself, which actually makes sense. Because his attitude in this draft was like, fuck what everyone is saying. That's why when he took Josh Hosang and everyone killed him, he was like, well, they shit on me too, or whatever it is.
And when I said that at least Hosang was entertaining, like I mean the off ice more than the on
Yeah.
ice, honestly.
I should also mention the pick
Yeah.
after Josh Hosang, directly after, was Adrian Kempe to the Kings. Didn't include him.
Oh, man.
So
That's a
yeah.
terrible, terrible choice.
I
It
mean,
really
like
is.
this first round, this is probably the worst first round that Garth had, I would argue.
Yeah,
With
by
the amount of
far.
talent that was there that he just missed out on. He made up a little bit for it with his late round picks, but man, this had the potential. Like, what would the team have been
This guy's annoying the hell out of me, to be honest, because I want to give him like a D already, but getting Sorokin in this draft is unbelievable
NTs.
after you royally screws up and then just somehow like gets these lucky Pelech, Pollock, Sorokin, and Toews picks. It's so annoying.
I mean, I'm gonna give this draft a B minus. That should have been an A. It should have been an A if he actually hit on a first round pick. What do you guys think?
I'm going C flat just because, like, bro, those first two picks just ugh, inexcusable. It's horrible.
Yeah, at least the team though. The team got better going into the next season. They
Wait, but
actually made the
what'd you give it?
playoffs.
What'd you give it, Jack?
Oh no,
I
I
missed
gave it a
it.
B minus. I'm sticking with
Okay, B
that.
minus. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I'll
mean,
stick with it.
in my opinion, the Dal Col is just so much worse than the Hosang. Like Hosang, he could have been. Like if he got his attitude right, I think he could have been a superstar in the NHL. He
I
just
agree.
couldn't. The mental part of his game was just what held him back, unfortunately.
I agree. There were just some, he had some talent that like you can't really
He
teach.
had insane talent. He was looked at as better than McDavid like a couple
That's
years
insane.
before the draft.
Yeah.
So
We should sign him.
Yeah.
I see he's doing hockey camps. I see on Instagram all the time. So,
Yeah. He won the, what was the cup? He won ECHL Cup, I forgot what it's called,
all
with
right. Good for him. At least he's still
Everblades last
playing.
year. Yeah.
Yeah, and
Well, I don't know if he played this year, but he did 2 years ago.
I think he's trying to be a rapper also.
Yeah. Honestly, a decent album, I'm not gonna lie.
And
All right,
also
wasn't bad.
we'll give him a shout out to the veteran Ethan and the Obstructed Views podcast. I think he was one of like the only guests on that podcast.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so
That's awesome.
not that Ethan's going to watch or listen to this right now, but I am giving him a compliment. Yeah,
Are
shout out.
the odds he listens to this?
Probably between 5 and 7%.
The same odds of us signing Josh Hosang
Yeah.
this offseason.
Yeah, pretty much the same odds of him breaking 90 on a golf course. It's not happening. Anyway, Jack, you are going to take us into the next season.
I was, but I was just going to say it was a great season and things were on the come up for sure. And then this draft happens where we make a big splash. My memory is a little bit hazy in how we got here, so I need one of you to take it away.
All right. So we traded our first round pick. We did not have a first round pick because we moved it at the
Letty
deadline.
Boychuk.
Yes, it was for either Letty or Boychuk. I don't remember which one, but we did not have a first round pick. I will say this was the most stacked draft I can remember in my lifetime. This was the McDavid Eichel draft, and the names get crazy, but. What Jack's alluding to, we traded back into the first round with good friend Peter Chiarelli, who was absolutely
Great friend.
fleeced. Yeah, love like
Best friend you could ask for.
the. I mean, his number, sh or his name should be retired, even though he never played
It
here or
should. It
worked
really
here.
should.
Yeah, so Garth Snow fleeced Peter Chiarelli and got a. I should have pulled this up before. I'm gonna look up the terms of this trade. So bear with me for 1 second.
And
But
when did it happen? Did it happen at the draft?
it
I don't
happened.
remember.
It happened on the draft floor. I remember this, and it was stunning then. And I think it was more stunning because people thought the Islanders were getting ripped off for trading away a talent like Griffin Reinhardt.
Don't remember
Unbelievable.
that.
So well, this was at least on the old NBC draft coverage. So. Keep that in mind, but here's the trade. So it was the 16th overall pick and the 33rd overall pick to the Islanders in exchange for Griffin Reinhardt. That was it. So the Islanders then picked Matt Barzal at 16 after the Bruins passed on him 3 times in a row.
Yeah, such a flop. But before you go any further, the reason Barzal dropped a little bit was because of his injuries, right?
Yep,
That was the
he broke
reason
his
he was
kneecap.
available.
He broke his kneecap.
Yeah.
Did that this year too. Unreal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the same kneecap this year?
Hope not.
That I don't know.
I hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't know. But he broke his kneecap, so he slipped, or well, no pun intended, he fell in the draft. And the Islanders took him at 16. And then what I was alluding to before, That other pick, 33, they ended up trading to get back into the first round to take Anthony Beauvillier at 28. So it was really that Griffin Reinhardt pick, and that got us two significant NHL players.
And Beauvillier was, you know, he was a solid, turned into a middle six guy, but he was another player who could have been better. He could have been a top six guy with the talent he had, just for some reason could never reach it.
They get Barzal, Beauvillier, both in the first round, and then they have no NHLer except for Parker Watherspoon, who's now on the Bruins and is a decent defensive defenseman. It's kind of funny that Parker's in this draft.
Yeah, and so this is another classic Garth situation. So Ryan Pylon, I think that's how you say his name, who they took.
Pylon.
Pylon, yeah, it could be.
Pylon.
So I think they drafted him, and then about like 6 months after they drafted him, he retired from hockey.
What happened?
So I believe, I don't want to get this wrong, but I think he had like some, either it was like a mental illness or dealing with like anxiety or something, and just like walked away. I could be totally wrong there, but I do know that he walked away like immediately.
I was gonna say, I hope it's nothing serious, but that, yeah, you just hate to see that when a young kid has like so much talent. Could make their life, and then they just don't. Like, it's sad to see that.
Well, and he's doing well. He's got a degree in psychology now, I see. So
hell yeah, good for him.
He said he was at total peace with his decision. So good for him.
All right, yeah. So
love
good
to
for
hear
him.
It. Nice. All right.
Yeah, work,
well, that's
worked
good
out on a personal level. And the one other funny note is, you remember their 6th round pick, Andong Song? This was
I do not remember that at all.
So I mean, obviously, he didn't. He never played in the NHL.
Sixth round, you said?
Yeah, 172nd overall. He was from China, or originally from China.
Beijing's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
It was like the first like NHL player to be like picked from China, and this was still when Charles Brown was around.
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember that.
And he was like, or at least the Islanders' social media at the time was like really promoting it because Charles Wong was. I don't know if he was Chinese, but like,
I mean, that is cool. Has any player been drafted from China since?
Let me
check. I don't know if you could find that easily.
I think actually no. According to Hockey Reference, well, this would say any players that have played in the NHL, and there's nobody listed. So I don't know if anyone else has been drafted, but no one has played in the NHL from China.
No, that's cool. Did he come close or anything? Was he in the HL? Nothing.
It says like on when he was listed, it said that he went to like a school in New Jersey, Lawrenceville High School in New Jersey, but he was originally from.
So he was from China and then came over here. Okay, that makes more sense.
But
he was the second ever drafted from China. Oh no, this is a different guy. This is Kevin He when he was drafted by the Winnipeg Jets last year.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Second round pick.
Yeah, it's cool here in countries you really don't hear. Even though China is such a large population, just hockey's just not really a thing there.
Yeah, it's foreign, but that was an interesting story. I actually was dumb enough to think that was going to work out for a second.
But, 6th round pick, by the way. Had to
yeah, but obviously that didn't work out. Is there anyone else? I mean, I'll give you a name. Sebastian Aho, the Hurricane Sebastian Aho, was drafted 35th overall. Brandon Carlo was also picked at 37. Any of those guys, I guess we would have taken both of them over Anthony Beauvillier.
Yeah. I wouldn't take him over Barzy, though. I mean, the Aho's debatable, but I still wouldn't, personally.
I actually give this an A+, just because it would have been an A- if we actually had those picks to begin the draft, but that trade to get the picks, I think, has to be factored in as a slam dunk. And like Beauvillier, I do look at that as a good draft pick.
100%.
He's still a successful NHLer, and it's not the career I think we all pictured for him after, you know, he was like one of our best players during some Eastern Conference Finals runs, but it's just, Barzal's a star. Like this,
I mean,
even
to this day, Beauvillier is still a playoff performer. He shows up. So, you know, you need players like that. You get them not too expensive, and they show up in the playoffs. I personally would love to have him back. Yeah.
So would I.
I know you agree.
As we know.
Yeah.
Discussion for another time.
Yeah, for
I'll give
sure.
this draft an A. I think
It was so stacked, this draft.
Was so like it was actually impossible basically for Garth to fuck this one up because you could have taken almost any player that was picked in the first round and they're a pretty good player. But
Hey, but unless you're the Bruins, I mean,
unless you're the Bruins, but
they
like
got DeBrusk, but even still, like you take Barzy every day over DeBrusk.
no, but you want to know the thing. So
Yeah.
like the three players the Bruins took, all of them, well, I guess, I mean, Zboril played 76 games. You have Jake DeBrusk, who's legit, and then Zach Senshin only played 16 games. But like, it's not like these guys never made the NHL. They
Yeah,
just,
true.
I don't know. Obviously, Bruins
It's
fans
a
would want to have
botch, though.
Barzal. Oh, it's a huge
I mean,
botch.
think about it. They had three draft picks, first round draft picks, back to back to back, in the most stacked draft probably in NHL history, or at least up there. And they just fucking
The
blew
best
it
player
last
they
year.
come away with is Jake DeBrusk.
Yeah, who's a good player, but no, that's
Yeah.
it's
No,
not a good look.
I definitely
Only
hear you.
laughing as I look, take a quick glance at the 2016 entry draft.
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
but did you guys
now,
give your grades?
yeah, I gave
Both
it an
day.
A.
I don't think I gave mine. I would say, yeah, I'd say
We were
an A.
all
And
really
not be
happy.
upset with it, especially because we didn't have that Barzy pick until draft night. So
Exactly.
made the best of it.
And like after all that, so we have a great draft. We have a great season, and the Islanders go into their new home in Brooklyn, and they win a playoff series for the first time in 23 years. The momentum is sky high, and then we get to the draft where, okay, we have no second or third round picks. We have two fourths, a sixth, two sevenths, and we did have our first round pick. We picked 19th. We picked Kiefer Bellows, who played 114 games in the NHL. He's still trying his best to make it. It was nice to see him appear for Nashville last year. We had 28 games played for Otto Koivula. I don't know about you guys, but it is too much, too many games that we saw Otto Koivula in the
Yeah,
NHL.
way too many.
Okay, we finally have a draft where Garth didn't save himself and completely missed on his first round pick. However, this wasn't the type of season where you're thinking so much about we need to have a slam dunk in this draft.
Yeah.
It's weird. He didn't do well. Greeny, I'm gonna need a rundown to see who we missed on
Yeah, I was just
really in
about
the
to ask.
first, just the first round I
Yep.
really care about.
So
But
I'll be nice to Garth because this draft was garbage. There was really nobody after that they missed. The two biggest ones, Tage Thompson, who went 26 to St. Louis. And then you got to go into the second round. Alex DeBrincat went 39 to Chicago.
both solid
Really
players.
solid. Really, I mean, the only other first round guys like Trent Frederick, not really impressed. Julian
Crazy.
Gauthier.
I
Max
mean, at the
Jones,
time,
like,
wasn't Bellows looked at as a steal?
yep.
Course.
Because I think he
I
had,
remember thinking he was going to be really good.
so he was
Me
coming out of
too.
the development program, and I believe in that previous year's World Juniors, maybe it was the one after they took him, he had an unbelievable tournament. He scored a ton. Like, he was a hot name at the time. So I thought it was going to be a steal. Obviously, that didn't turn out. And then their second round pick was another one of those Russian guys that we thought was going to be really good. It was actually third round pick, Anatoly Golishev. Or sorry, fourth round pick, 95th overall, who scored a million goals in Russia. And everyone's like, oh, he's going to come over and he's going to be everything Kirill Kabanov wasn't and all that. And then he never plays a game and never comes over. Yeah, this draft was a mess.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't understand Kiefer Bellows. I feel like Kiefer Bellows hasn't gotten the most fair shake in the NHL. Like, I don't think he's anything special, but I don't know. Like, he wasn't that bad. Like, he
He was
could
bad. He
hit.
was bad, Jack. He was bad.
Was
I
he
mean,
really that
what
bad?
I remember when he first came up with Wallstrom, if you remember in like 2020, maybe it was 2021.
2020.
I'm pretty sure they played on the same line, and they were buzzing for a little bit. I remember
God.
thinking like, wow, these kids might develop.
Yeah, us idiots, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he had a similar profile in my eyes to Michael Dal Colle, where like he had a good shot but couldn't really skate, had
He was better
no idea what he
skating than Dal Colle,
he
though.
was so much better to watch too.
Yeah,
No, he was better to
100%.
watch, but like both of them had no idea what to do in the defensive zone, which was, I think, why like Barry Trotz at the time never played them because he just had no
I
faith.
think for me, when I was watching Dal Colle, maybe it's just because of that Trouba hit, but I feel like I always remember that it seemed like he was always just scared to get hit.
Yeah, he was a little frat, and for a bigger guy, for a big
Yeah,
guy, he
that
was
too.
definitely fragile.
Like he was slow, but yeah, I mean, we're going back, but that's just what I remember.
It does say something that he was able to even appear in the NHL again this year. Like he didn't play from 2022 until 2025. Like that's crazy that he even got another chance.
Wait,
I hope.
who?
Kiefer,
Bella.
he played
Yeah, okay. Who did he play for this year?
the Predators, which is really funny because I thought Trotz hated
Barry,
him.
yeah.
Trotz the one that brought him there. Maybe he felt bad. I don't
How did he
know.
do? Do you have his stats or
Four
anything?
points in 19 games. He
Really
has
not that bad. I mean, it's not
he's
good,
30
but
30, on that team. Yeah.
32 points in 114 career games. Like, I don't know. I feel like he never really got a full-on chance. The most games he's ever played is 45. He had 19 points. Is that really that? That's not that bad.
But he never produced in the AHL.
You know what, too? The issue with Kiefer, as you guys labeled, was you're saying that he was piss poor defensively. Like he was more supposed to be a top six guy. And when you're not fitting in the top six and you're a complete defensive liability, you'll find yourself out of the league. So it makes sense.
Exactly. I feel like there's so many players who were expected to be top six and then couldn't, so they worked on the defensive side of the game and found a role in the league. So
Something
it's really
Wahlstrom
what
never
has to
did.
happen. Yeah,
Well,
exactly.
we'll get to that, but there's not really that much to cover here. It was such a terrible draft. I don't what grades are you guys going to give? I'm a little bit, I don't know, kind of stuck
I'm
on this
going
one.
to F.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an F because there
I
there's
can't
no
give it an
one.
F.
There's no one.
No, but Jack, there was nobody out of this draft became a serviceable NHL player. Yes, it wasn't a great draft, but there were some names that were right there for them.
Yeah,
And I
it's
mean,
enough.
you go 0-4-6, and it's pretty bad. Like, what'd you say before? A good draft is if you hit on one.
One,
Then
just.
what's a draft where you hit on none?
Well, if you hit on one, he has to be like a
No,
star. Yeah.
I didn't mean like successful, great. Like it's okay. Like if you're there,
Yeah.
you at least are in a decent range for this one. It's just so hard because there was nobody good. Like it's hard to blame the guy. So I'm just gonna give it a D.
Well, DeBrincat's good. Who else did you say, Greeny?
Yeah,
So
but
we
so
had
many teams passed on him, you know? It's
no, but
just hard.
DeBrincat and
DeBrincat was
someone
right
else. I
there.
forgot. DeBrincat and
Oh,
I'm
here's
trying to
why.
back
Because we
up.
didn't have a second or third round pick either. So it's like he didn't have
Yeah, it's
much to
true.
work with,
That's
right? Like,
actually true.
Tage
but
Thompson
still,
was the other one, by the way.
yeah, I think maybe a D minus, honestly.
The team was really
Okay.
good also. So I can't get on him too much for this with all the context. I'm just going to give him a D.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And it is important content. It's a good point, Jack. We're getting to that, to the time in the Islander timeline where we're trading away draft picks now. So that needs to be factored in too. I don't think it's fair to grade a draft where we only have a couple draft picks. So Lou will
Agreed.
thank me. But anyway, so I think we won't grade like the last couple of drafts because it's still way too early. But we're on to 2017, which is the first of these drafts where we didn't have a first round pick. And this is coming off a season where, again, we had those high expectations after we won the playoff series the year before. And the team was awful. They fired Jack Capuano. They gave up a million goals. And they had no first round pick. Their first pick was 46th overall. They took Robin Salo in the second round, who has only played 32 games in the NHL and I believe is playing in Sweden now. They did take Sebastian Aho in this draft in the fifth round, who played 190 games and I think is still hanging around in the league somewhere.
He's in Wilkes-Barre, the Penguins minor league
Okay.
system.
But I think he did play for Pittsburgh a little bit this year.
He did a tiny bit that I think Sullivan hated him though.
Yeah, not surprising.
Wait, who? Sorry, I completely forgot. Who did they? Why didn't we have a first round pick this year?
So,
It's a good
20
question.
stand by,
Did we
because there
maybe
was
trade it with Strome for Eberle?
I think Strome
That
for Eberle is one for one,
great trade
which
by
was another
Garth.
fleece by Garth and Cirelli. Ugh.
Okay, so I'm just finding this now.
Garth owes
There's
him beers and a lot. I meant
Yeah.
Shirelli owes Garth a lot
Oh,
of
this was
beers.
the expansion draft. We gave up the first round pick to Vegas so that they took JF Berube in the expansion draft. We also got rid of Mikhail Grabowski, Jake Bischoff, and a second round pick in 2019, along with this draft pick.
I
So
feel like
that's
that's
why.
not. The Islanders finished fifth to last in the league that year, right?
Yeah. And they protected like the
And who
likes of
did
Matt Martin and Josh Bailey and Cal Clutterbuck,
Who did
Pelech and
Vegas?
DeHaan.
Do you know who Vegas took with that pick? Was that when they picked Suzuki?
Vegas
Oh
took,
man, that's bad.
oh yes,
Or
that is
was
Nick
it Suzuki?
Suzuki, 13th
Yeah.
overall.
Oof, that's bad.
Actually, no, sorry, I'm wrong. Because there was another pick. They took Erik Brännström at 15, not 13. Okay. So, just looking at this draft. So, if the Islanders were at 15, some players that would have been there included Robert Thomas, Jake Oettinger,
Damn it.
and
Wait, I'm so confused. If they finished first, I mean, fifth to last in the league that year, how did they only get the 15th overall pick?
no. They didn't finish fifth to last.
In 2017?
2017, they like just barely missed the playoffs.
By a point.
Yeah,
By a point.
because
They
if
had the
you
worst defense of the league that
worst
year, though,
defense,
right?
but if you
Okay, so
remember,
that's what I'm getting mixed up with.
so
Okay.
they fire Jack Capuano, Doug Weight comes in, they go on a heater to get back into it. That's why they made Doug Weight the full-time head coach for the next year, because they had such a great run. Just came up short, picked 15th, which went to Vegas.
I guess I completely forgot
I
about that.
hate,
Okay.
there's nothing more
Oh.
about this team than I hate this era of Islanders hockey.
Yeah,
Like,
it
it was
was so
awful.
bad. No,
2017 to 2018, like, just being in Brooklyn, it was dark
that's what
times.
I got confused with, because we were the fifth to last team in the league that year, right? In
Correct.
17, 18, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much similar years, just horrible to watch.
Exactly. Just the black hole of Islander hockey.
No defense.
But this also wasn't really a great draft. I mean, if they were at 15, Josh Norris, Robert Thomas, Jake Oettinger are the guys that you would want.
Ottinger would be good, but
all studs.
Yeah, they're all good. Jason Robertson went in the second round,
That's a steal. Star steal.
but he went before. So he went 39. The Islanders pick Robin Salo at 46. And I mean, I guess other than Robin Salo, other guys that were available, not many. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Fabian Zetterlund, Morgan Geekie. Again, these are NHL guys, but not anything significant. And I would say overall, like the biggest miss across the board in this draft was maybe like Drake Batherson, who went, where is he? He went 121st in the fourth round.
So not good. Not nothing.
But
Not a.
this was not a great draft.
Yeah, I mean,
Seems to
some
me Garth got a little
Robinson
bit.
was a late round
Yeah,
steal, but
Robertson was, if the Islanders were picking like before pick 39 in the second round, then that's a huge miss, but he was already gone.
And with hindsight, first
I
round.
think fatigue set in on Snow a little bit. He used to be good at finding these guys in the later rounds, and probably just was he. Started to rely on that a little bit. And, after what, 8 years, almost no, this is like his 10th year on the job. Like, I think he just lost it a little bit. But I really like Sebastian Aho. I think he's a
So
good
did I.
story. How he was just in the minors his whole career, came up and like was really serviceable for us for 1 or 2 years. That
He
playoff
was.
season, that he it's he Garth Snow can thank Sebastian Aho because just because of him, I'm going to give him a D. D. Leave it at D.
Okay. I'd actually go higher than you on this. I'll go D plus.
I'm just gonna go D. Can't give it an F. I gave the last one an F.
Yeah.
But
because we didn't really have anything high.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, oh, real quick, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, some about that name. Whenever we're playing against him, the broadcasters just have to say his full name every time. And it
Yeah.
just it pisses me
just
off.
Say
I don't know
UPL.
why. Yeah. Some like it's,
you know what?
Butch
I gotta
says
change that
Butch
last
says
grade.
UPL because he can't say the name.
I'm changing that last grade to an F.
Really?
It's just a complete failure. You don't have a
I mean,
first
it's
round
fair.
pick. We missed the playoffs. It's just a disaster. You picked
That is
Robin
true.
Salo. Like these guys, like you like Sebastian Aho becoming an NHLer, like was so against the odds given his size and his like defensive liabilities. Like, I don't know. That draft, there's no NHLer. There's no first round pick for a team that missed the playoffs. Like it's just a fail.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Definitely fair.
All right, so the last couple of drafts here, we'll get into. Now we're into the Lou era, which is important because we didn't have many first-round picks. But this first draft we did, and this draft was kind of handled by a lot of Garth's guys because Lou got hired late, so he held on to a lot of the scouts and front office people. And the Islanders had two picks in the top 15. They actually had back-to-back picks. They picked 11 and 12. And they took Oliver Wahlstrom with pick 11, and they took Noah Dobson at pick 12. And then other notable picks, Bodie Wild was a defenseman that they took in the second round at pick 41. And then they had pick 43, and they took Ruslan Isakov. Besides that, Jakub Skarik, who has played two games in the NHL, and then nobody else.
Wild pick is just it's just hilarious. Like what happened with that guy again?
He didn't take the vaccine, right? And then
correct.
got
And
Lou
Lou
shipped
sent
him.
him to Antarctica. Yeah, basically.
Thank God. This draft's interesting. I love how Jacob Skarik's in this one, how he got to play one or two games this season. It was a little bit scary when he was out there, but he didn't even hold his own, so I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, Dobson, Wahlstrom. I mean, complete opposites in terms of how they turned out. Wahlstrom's a really frustrating one for me because I really think that that injury to his ACL completely screwed up his career. And Islander fans love to say, like, oh, I saw it coming with Wahlstrom. He never had anything. Well, when he was on the ice for the entire first round against the Penguins, he was a complete net positive in the playoffs in 2021. Like, he was a good player before that injury. Was he ever going to be a first-line forward sniping 40 goals a season? I don't know. But he was definitely an NHLer, so it sucks what happened to him.
He started to get more physical that year, too. Still laying big hits.
Yeah, he was a fun player to watch when he was at his peak. But Dobson, definitely a great draft pick there.
It's a hit. No
Yeah,
matter what you think on Dobson, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Definitely
hit. Even if they move him in the coming days or they don't give him a huge extension, that's absolutely a hit. The guy that was taken at pick 14 was Joel Farabee. I mean, would you take Joel Farabee over Noah Dobson?
No.
I would take him over
No.
Wahlstrom, but not Dobson.
Yeah, I'm not taking him over Dobson.
Yeah, but it's
shot.
Really nit. It's really nitpicking to
of
say
course.
That, you know.
And then the only other notable player I see in the first round is Keandre Miller went to the Rangers at 22, but you know
great
he's
pick.
In flux. He's in flux, and the Rangers might move him. So, you know, you
and
don't
he's
really
like
know.
Miller's like a light version, or like the Timu version of Dobson.
Yeah.
Honestly. Will suck at defense,
and
but he has nothing on the offensive side.
And he's a lefty, but
at
he's
least not close to Dobson.
No, but like that's actually really a comparison. He's like a bigger guy, but he can be accused of being a little soft.
Yeah.
Has not really popped the way they thought he would at this point. That's a really good comparison. I mean, and then like besides that, this was another bad draft. If you wanted the pick after they took Bodie Wild, you could have had Jack Drury, who went to Carolina.
Decent.
That would have
and
been then
better. Instead of
Definitely, but
instead of
hindsight.
Isakov, we could have taken Scott Perunovic, your guy.
Hey, we got him anyway.
Yeah, we
We
got
got
him
him for
anyway.
free.
We got him anyway.
And then Martin Ferravari went to Washington, pick 46.
Good
But
pick.
like that's like he's a nice player, but it's nothing earth shattering. And the rest of the
It's a
draft
good pick, though.
Was kind of
nothing.
Sean Durzi is like the standout. like Jake McBain, it's nobody. So
Yeah.
this was a first round heavy draft, and I think the Islanders went one out of two on the first round pick.
For
So
sure.
I will give this draft a B because I think it could have been way worse.
Could have been better too, even if Wahlstrom never got injured, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm actually going to give the same exact grade. I'm going to give it a B. It would be higher if it'd be higher if like I don't like the vision of the Wahlstrom pick actually, because you have Barry Trotz that you just hired as your head coach during this time, and you're getting a forward who does not play a lick of defense and is not interested in even learning that part of the game under this new head coach. I just don't think it was a great vision for him. And it's not like he was super talented to the point where he was a lock to be a top six forward. So I thought it was very risky for an 11th overall pick. So I'll give it a B because Dobson carries this
Was
draft class.
Lou made the pick, right? Or
Yeah,
okay.
we like don't really know. I think it was Garth Scout still. I
Lou made
mean,
the
didn't
pick.
Lou
It,
have
have Garth Scouse the whole time though?
yeah, Garth wasn't fired yet. Garth was on the stage. If you look at the draft pictures
Wow.
of Dobson and Wahlstrom, Garth was up there. He was all the way at the end, not doing anything, but he was up there with him. And then he got
Okay.
fired like a week later.
Okay. But yeah, I didn't give my grade. I would probably say B as well. I think it's
Yeah,
fair.
B's across the
And
board, I think, is good.
even if, Dobson isn't an Islander for much longer, his value, I think we're gonna get, if he is traded, I think we're gonna get some good future, how do you say, like a good return for him.
Yeah.
So had
We'll
some
be
good
set up.
seasons, and yeah, we'll get set from it. So
Oh boy.
definitely at least a B, yeah.
Well, after the 2018 draft, we had a remarkable season here. The 2018-19 season ends. We're picking in the first round at 23rd overall. Keeping that draft pick is pretty surprising when you look back at how good the team was. They had a first, second, fifth, sixth, and seventh. With the first round pick, they took Simon Holmstrom, who is a restricted free agent right now. He'll probably re-sign with the team. 79 points in 200 games played. Second round pick was Samuel Bolduc, who got roasted by the head coach in a game against the Rangers this season. I don't think we'll ever see him play for the Islanders again. And then we have three guys who haven't ever dressed in an NHL game. I do like that. After we made the playoffs and we had a late first round pick, the fact that that turned into Simon Holmstrom, that's pretty good work given the context of the team.
Well, let me give you guys two names. I think Simon Holmstrom was the best player taken at this pick, but I'll give you guys two names. Curious what you think. The first one is Long Island native Shane Pinto, who went 32 to Ottawa. And then the following pick, 33, was Arthur Kaliev, who went to the Kings.
Who's that guy in the on the Capitals that kind of popped off this year that went after him?
Connor McMichael.
Yeah.
Connor McMichael went 25.
I'm sorry, but I'm taking all three of those guys over Holmstrom,
Interesting.
personally.
I didn't realize
Maybe not
McMichael.
Pinto, but
I actually
I
didn't
get
realize
it.
McMichael was
I'm
that good.
taking and I kind of was shitting on Holmstrom the past 2 years, not gonna lie, but I'm not super down on him. Like I think he had a decent year this year and he could actually turn into a pretty damn good player, but
I don't
still
know what it
right
is.
now I would take McMichael over him for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if I would or wouldn't. The thing is with Holmstrom is sometimes his production to me feels extremely fluky and it comes in bunches. Like he will
Exactly.
go pointless for 10 games and then he'll have like a
And look
6 game.
horrible too. Like when he's pointless, he looks horrible.
Ethan's gonna be mad at you.
But then he'll
And then
pop
he'll
off. It's
Ethan's
like,
not watching this, man.
yeah, don't have
Yeah,
to
but
worry
then
about it.
But like he'll pop off and he'll go on like a 7-game point streak, and that streak will be alive on like an assist on an empty netter or like a game where blowing out the opponent. I don't care what anyone tries to tell me about his stats against good teams a bet. Like I watch. I know that he's really up and down, and there's something instinctively on the offensive side where I just don't know. I don't trust him. I don't pencil him in for 25, 30 goals. Like I'm not there yet with him.
Me
But he's
neither.
really, really defensively
It's
sound.
possible.
Definitely a third liner. So I do think that that's very successful for that first round. But there's not much else to really report here, right?
And if he is, let's say he does turn into a career third liner, he would probably be a solid third liner. Like,
Definitely.
oh, 100%.
he could be a consistent top six guy probably in his ceiling, but even if he is just a third liner for the rest of his career, decent, like a really good third liner. So,
And
agreed.
the context matters too. Wasn't that good of a draft? They had a late pick, and you're getting a guy that's already played 200 games and has the potential to be like a mid-20s goal scorer. So
And you need those guys on your team. You need guys like that. So,
100%.
yeah.
100%. So I will give this one a C plus. I wanted to see more with the other picks, but getting like nailing the first pick, which was a late first round pick, I think is a win. And a guy that's still contributing 6 years later, I think is good. Yeah, could have been better, but not a fail. So I will give it a C plus.
I'm sorry. So is Just Holmstrom that's turned into an
But
just
there's only five draft picks.
they only had five draft picks and their top, okay, so like their top two picks in the first and second round have played a bunch of games in the NHL.
Who is the second
That
besides
was
Holmstrom?
Sam Bolduc, who's played 52 games. Now he might not turn into anything, but like the other guys that we're saying are nobodies, it was their fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks.
And Bolduc's another one, at least for me, that's a little annoying because when he was up those 2 years, I forgot, he looked like he could have been like turned into something, at least like a maybe middle pairing, bottom pairing defenseman with offensive upside. But it seemed like he just hit a wall in his development and just kind of disappointing. But yeah, I think your grade's fair. I'd probably go C minus maybe.
Jack.
I'll give it a B minus because we had five picks and we got a solid NHL player out of it. So I think a B minus is okay, given the team was really good. That's all I got for that one. All
That's
right.
fair.
And I think we should just do the last two here. I think 21 is a good year to end at.
Agreed.
So we're at 2020 right now, which was after the bubble. This was like not having a first round pick from the Pageau trade. They didn't pick until the 90th overall selection here in the third round. I mean, they had five total picks. The only guy that's played an NHL game has been William Dufour, and he only
Oh
played
boy.
one game. He was taken in the fifth round, played once, was a minus two. Barry benched him after the first period, and we've never seen him again.
That was in Boston, right?
I think it was at the Coliseum against Boston. But yeah, it was literally, he played one period in the NHL. I don't really know how to grade this. I mean, what if I just take a look at the 2020 draft? This was the Alexi Lafreniere pick for the Rangers
Bust for
at
Nair
one.
draft.
And there's nobody that they could have taken that is really has either played or is anything significant. Like, I don't even recognize any of these guys' names. And it might.
Do you mind if I take it back for a second? I just have a question. Would you take Holmstrom over Kako?
Would I take Holmstrom over
Yes.
Kako? Probably. Yeah.
I
It's
don't think
not,
I would.
the gap isn't that big.
No. And Kako, completely off subject, but when he got traded, he did look better. He looked better for sure.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, players get away from the Rangers and they start playing well. So I don't think that's a total coincidence. But
Back to it, sorry.
no, that was totally okay. I mean, this draft, there was really nothing to report in this draft. If you didn't have a first round pick, you weren't really getting a solid player,
Or a second.
or at least it's just like too early to tell. I mean, JJ Paterka, who is now, on the, I guess, chopping block for Buffalo, like he went in the second round, and you have guys like Luke Evangelista on Nashville, who's a nice player, but nothing really significant. Although the Islanders didn't have any, like literally anyone here that's an impact, I'll give it a D just because of the circumstance. They traded their first and second round picks to try and win at the time. So
Which is reasonable, for
it's
sure.
yeah, it's definitely reasonable, and I think that context matters. I don't
Yeah,
want to kill it
because
as much.
I, me and you, Greeny, we definitely gave Lou a little bit of shit for trading so many first round picks, but these were like the 2 years where it was,
It was
you
okay.
trade those first round picks.
100%.
These two drafts, like I just look at them the same, like we were such a good team. It would have, so should we grade them together?
20 and 21, we could do that if you want.
Yeah, because it's so similar.
And like I'm assuming we all feel the same way. We did not care about these two drafts. It was like the first
No.
time in our lives that we didn't really care because the
I didn't
team
give
was
a
good.
shit. No.
Yeah. So then if we're gonna loop it in together in 2021, again, didn't have a first round pick. I believe that was from the Kyle Palmieri trade, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
So
2020 was Pageau, 21
one was
was Palmieri and
Palmieri.
Zajac. Yeah.
Yep. Good call. Good call.
Yeah,
So, oh,
man.
great trade.
It's just so hard to grade this stuff because like those were really good trades, right?
But if we can take this down like the Griffin Reinhardt path, their first pick in this draft was Atu Ratu at pick 52 in the second round, who they turned into Bo Horvat,
Which is fantastic,
which
yeah.
is unbelievable.
But there was a first round draft pick added on top of that too, so.
Sure, but like I think the Canucks really did want Ratu. Like that was probably the centerpiece. Bo was kind of the throw in along with the first. It was like, oh, we're getting this really hyped prospect and a first round pick.
I mean, Ratu played a lot this year, right? I'm pretty sure he had a decent season. Let
He
me look
did.
it
He
up.
scored against us in a big game.
He did.
He's only played 48 games in his career. He has 9 goals and 5 assists. If we just look at what he did this year,
Yeah, just look at this
thir
year.
33 games, 7 goals, 4 assists, 11 points.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
On
He's
a
young.
on a yeah on a team in Vancouver that was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
He did have a really good year. I just looked, his AHL stats this year were excellent. 43 games for Abbotsford, scored 17 goals, had 23 assists. So 40 points in 43 games.
Not, yeah, that's good. Not bad at all.
So he could still actually turn into something.
And I
There was,
remember when he first got called up, I was like, this kid looks like he has talent.
I
Like
think he
he's
scored.
young, making mistakes, but still he had that talent.
And I think he might have scored in his first game.
I think he did.
I
I
think
think
he
you're
did,
right.
yeah. But
Pretty sure he
anyway,
went bar down, I think.
I believe I was at that game and they were wearing the fisherman jerseys. It was like a crazy time. The only other player that played in the NHL in this draft was their goaltender, Tristan Lennox, who's played one game. His save percentage is
Wait a minute.
five.
Lennox is the one that came in for 5 minutes. Is that his one game
I believe so.
that Patrick
Wait,
Roy
wait.
yanked?
You
Oh
said his
my
save
God.
percentage is five?
Or 0.5. Because
Oh.
he came into that Rangers game this season when we were
Yeah.
down 7-0.
There you go. He's played 4 minutes and 43
That's what
seconds.
it is. Yep.
Unbelievable.
And he let
Patrick
in.
Roy, come on,
What did
man.
he let in?
Too many. He let in
One goal on like
two
three shots.
shots. Two
One
shots,
goal. That's
one goal
why.
against.
That's a bad move by Waugh
I
there.
felt so
Yikes.
bad for the kid.
That's
Oh my.
horrible. I
Yeah,
forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah,
that was
that's
not
bad.
good.
No.
But anyway, that draft as a whole, if we're looking around where the Islanders picked in the second round, they picked 52. Matthew Nyes went 57.
That's a great
That's a
pick.
really
That's a
good pick
great
by
pick.
Toronto. This guy, Jonas Moser, who has played 259 games for the Coyotes, now Utah Mammoth. I've never heard of him, but he's played a lot of games. Besides that, not really anybody.
We got to be honest here, guys. So we got one second round pick.
Who was a good pick? I mean, we turned him into Horvat.
Yeah.
He
Two
seems like he's going to be
thirds,
good, so.
two thirds, two fourths, two fifths, two sixths, two sevenths. That's a lot of dart throws, and you got a trade piece in there. Just because we got Horvat, it's a D minus.
Yeah, but still, we like who even care? Like the
Yeah,
fact
we don't
we
care.
like who care? If they could have had 0 picks those 2 years,
Yeah.
and I would have been like, okay, who cares?
Like, I got to
So.
give it a D or a D minus just because they didn't turn into anything. But at the same time, these were the acceptable drafts to have a D minus.
I think I'm
Agreed.
gonna go just because of the circumstances, I'm gonna go C minus.
I
Yeah,
think
no,
even getting a
that's fine.
Ratu in the second round is pretty good. So.
That's fair. That's fair. And like I remember when Ratu first came up here, we thought that was going to be a massive steal. So, and you know, he still might turn into a
It
good
seems
NHL
like,
player.
yeah, I think he definitely can. I think he could at least turn into a middle six guy. He has the
So I
talent.
guess, and like after this draft, I mean, it's too, we're not going to recap the rest of them just because it's too early. Like, we don't know
Exactly.
if Isaiah George is some like great steal.
Cole
We,
Yzerman, though,
yeah,
I
Cole
think way too
Yzerman.
early still, but it seems like he's going to be
And
really good.
I've
End of
also
this
seen
year,
Nelson, I like.
a week
Yeah.
from now, boys.
The,
So
wait, so let's just do that quickly before we end. The draft is in 5 days. We have the
I
first
can't wait.
pick. Who are we taking?
Matthew Schaefer, welcome to Long
Ooh,
Island. Get
Matthew
ready to learn the
Schaefer.
schools.
I think we're all in agreement. I hope
And
he's ready
then
to learn the schools.
Matthew Schaefer, and I'm gonna I think James Higgins will be an Islander too.
Me too. I'm
I
leaning
might
that
be
way as
too
well.
delusional with that, might be too delusionally, but I'm gonna hot take right now. We will have Matthew Schaefer and James Higgins in five
I feel
days.
like it's gonna happen as well.
Well, it's not a hot take if you listen to the insiders in the insider channel on our Discord.
Yeah, shout
That's
out.
correct.
So if you want to hear all the buzz leading up to the draft, sign up to the Patreon. We'll tweet that out. It's been unbelievable. I
I mean,
think
that's not
we
giving
all
out
can
too
agree.
much,
No, I don't think
right?
so. I
Because
don't
I
think
feel
so.
like so many people have reported that
So many people
it's a
reported it.
possibility. I might be too hopeful on it, but that's
But the buzz
just,
is there.
yeah, the
The
buzz is
buzz is
there.
certainly
It's
there.
all over. All over the island as well.
Yep, and so we'll see what happens. But I mean, guys, we just dove deep into every single draft since 2009.
This one could be the best one that we've had in a very long time, or who knows? It would be a shame if it didn't, but
It would.
I've high hopes for this draft for sure.
This was a lot of
100%.
fun. No, this was great. I'm sure we're going to have more draft content coming out this week. We're going to be doing some recaps after the draft ends. But thank you all for listening, for watching, subscribing. Again, sign up for the Patreon. We'll tweet that out.
It's
Follow
not
all
even
of
the
us.
insider on the Patreon, like the Discord access. We have a good time there. So if you guys are watching this content, you have the money, join. If not, keep watching these videos. Throw us a like, subscribe, give us a
Leave your
review
grades
wherever you're
too for these
listening.
drafts. We'd love to hear them.
Yep.
Yeah,
Go through
leave your
it. Go through
grades.
it. If you disagree with us, we want to hear it. Leave comments, tweet at us. Love to hear everyone's thoughts. But, I mean, boys, I got nothing else. I don't know if you guys want to touch on anything else, but I think we're good to go.
No,
Me either. Thanks
we're
for
ready to
watching,
go.
guys.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll talk to you later this week.
Father, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a knife to keep. He can't hang around. Io's house. In the middle of our street. Io's house.